Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to EOTMRadio.com. This is your girl, Carla B.
Carla B. Hollywood Bound.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to EOTMRadio.com. This is your girl, Carla B, and as you can see, I am just super excited. You are tuned in to Live Spoken Word or Die Unheard.
Yeah. Time to take you deep into the word.
Deep into the world, I mean.
A word for the world.
Yeah. It's easy.
Yeah. You know the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 that wherefore let him that thinketh standing take heed lest he fall. I keep on wondering why everything is going wrong. We try to make it right, but it didn't work out, no. We try to break it, but the wall is so strong. In front of us is blocking us, and it's hard to move on. Why is it so hard to obey the word of God and make everything work out to his will, do it his way? Why is everyone going astray? And every day there's so much life left to save. This is where I'm going. Imagine a pastor preaching to people to quit their bad acting. At the end of the day, you find them doing exactly. Due to some people, it's been a good and past, but tell me, what is it doing unto its life? And that is why, if you are standing, you better stand firm, cause you can see the mighty ones of the world falling down. And at the end, if you wanna wear the crown, you better stand firm and don't mind what you see around now.
You are standing there.
Everybody's losing balance, and it takes the grace of God to help us keep our feet. Other guy will do anything to sleep with beautiful girls, not realizing that beauty is only skin deep. Love of money made us forget God, not realizing this world don't last forever. When the judgment will come, then you will wish that you would stand firm. Instead, because it's then it'll be late for lying to call Uncle Sam. There'll be no more give me one last chance, is why I'm imploring you. While you're thinking, save the last dance. If it's how you preach, so go obtain yours. All required of you is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So go ahead, brother, tell this to your neighbor. You ain't never sin and repent. You too can save one. So be the pillar, all the mob, do not let them fall. And the reward is gonna be great if you can know them all. Hey.
Will be great.
The tribal tongue will come and try to pull us down. They'll come like a storm and nations around. They roar like a lion, don't matter all the sound. Be sure to take a stand, stand on the solid ground. Flip from the sinking sand, run to the city's arm. Only there will you be safe and find peace of mind. Cause we guarantee you nothing but peace and eternal life. And
you
Yeah, that's it, that's my word, y'all. A word to the world. You need to stand firm and keep the faith till it comes. And hold somebody else's hand. And the reward will be great. Yeah. It goes out to the world. Thank you.
Okay, I love that track. I absolutely love that track. There's a little bit of background noise, really not for sure. But anyway, I love that track right there. That was by a really young, up-and-coming artist, you know, even in the United States. His name is, I may pronounce this wrong. If I do, I'll apologize. His name is Oludeyo Ontop Samuel. I believe he's from Tunisia. And that was called Stand Firm. Hopefully I can get him on one of these days as a guest on my eBuzz show, but that was a hot track. He sent it to me a couple days ago. I actually listened to it today, and I fell in love with it. It was so hot, I had to play it. What it do, y'all? Carla B is here, and I am rocking Poetically Speaking. So if you are a poet and you're wanting to lace some of your greatness, you can call in right now at 718-664-6543. We are taking, actually, the first 10 callers. So the first 10 poets, they can spit their fire right here on my eBuzz show, and the number is 718-664-6543. Welcome to Live Spoken Word or Die Unheard. And at this very moment, I want to go ahead and unmute Amoka D., one of our very own radio host, radio personalities. Let me see if I can get her on. Mocha D, do you hear me? All righty. Okay, Mocha D, can you hear me? Okay, well, this is what we're going to do. While we're trying to get Mocha D on the line, I would take a quick... We can actually go to commercial, but we can wait for that commercial because I think we got Mocha D right now. Mocha D, can you hear me?
Mocha D is in the house. What's up, Carla B?
Hey, lady. It's all you. It's all Mocha D. Of course, you know, when we have an open mic, spoken word show, one of the very first poets ever, it just got to be Mocha D.
I am so excited, Carla B, because I know we got some people chiming in and I just want to feel that flow. When we had went to the little thing for T'Angelo, it was great and everything, and they had the poet out there. And I got a hold of one of his CDs, man, the spoken word, and it is awesome.
I got that one too. I bought their CD from that gentleman. I was actually planning on hitting him up so he could call into the show also. That would have been so great. But talk with us a little bit about you and how spoken word has really, you know, changed your life.
Well, you know what?
Before you get into your piece.
Oh, yeah. Well, spoken word has really inspired me, you know, from the beginning because, you know, it's so much to be said out there, and I like to basically sit back and be in the audience, honestly, more than I like to speak, but I have a lot to say, and I'm long-winded, but it's so many wonderful people out there, just like the dancing and the singing. The poetry is right along the line, and people don't give it as much credit. It's getting more credit now than ever, and I'm just so excited. I'm so excited to be part of, you know, this poetic evening because this is what it's all about. And I'm hoping that we do it more, you know what I mean, and really get out there into the streets, because there's some people out there that's going through so much, the pain, the happiness, especially today. You know
right.
what I mean?
Uh-huh.
There's so much to be said, and those that don't have that gifted voice of singing, you know what I mean, and can't do it through instruments, speak on it. Speak on
right.
it, and I want to hear it. So I'm excited about it because it does a lot for me because I have a whole lot to say.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, talk to us a little bit about the piece that you're going to share, and is this the piece that you want to share with the music or without the music?
Well, you know what? I like to get that beginning. The name of this piece that I wrote, actually, it's really something to me. It means a whole lot to me because I wrote this about a year ago, and it's titled Will I? And I wrote it for a young man. I wrote it
okay.
for a young man because the thing is, he had so much to say. He had so much love in his heart, and he could not get it on words. He could not get it
right.
out of his mouth. And he's not a poet. He's not someone that writes poetry or anything. So I told him, I said, let me write you something. And you know what? He gave this poem to a young lady. He said, I don't know how you did it, Mocha D, but he gave this poem to a young lady, and they're married today. And they, he said it's
wow.
behind that poem. True story.
Wow.
True story.
Wow.
So, yeah,
that's
I wanted
beautiful.
To share that with you. But the music, Summer Madness, if you can let it rip, I would really appreciate
okay.
that.
Okay. Hold tight, Mocha D. Your track is about to be ripped right now. Okay, I wasn't for sure if that's the right track, Mocha D, because I didn't hear anything. Are you still with us?
Oh, I'm still with you, and I heard the music. So maybe you just didn't hear it, but I heard it, and everybody
got it. I heard it, but
know.
I didn't hear it. Yeah, but we didn't hear you.
Oh, you know what? Basically, I wanted them to feel that music. I wanted them to feel that music because
oh.
I was thinking that first. Look at me doing it my way. Ain't you told me already, don't do my way. Yeah, I wanted them to feel that music because you know me, I'm a run with the poem, throw it off. That music alone would have put them in that frame of mind. So you did good. You did right. Audience, I hope you can relate to that music. So I want you to think about this poem.
Okay.
The title of this poem is Will I? And keep in mind that I'm speaking in a man, as a man. Will I truly be all the man you prayed for? Will I live up to be the man you chose to lay for? Will I re-hit the streets, not just using my feet, because I rep you and my children God will make a way for? Will I stay out all day and stay out all night? Will I argue when wrong, perhaps even fight? Will I spend even the last of what we don't need? Will I struggle for nothing expecting to succeed? Will I never remind you of your beauty in and out? Will I say the love's gone when I want to step out? Will I take you for granted and not include you in choice? Will I forget the melodic sound of your voice? Will I feed my faith first? Will I put your dreams last? Will I second-guess God's word and treat my girl second class? Will I call over my boys without checking with my girl? And then turn up the game while trying to tune you out of my world? Will I stay out late as possible, hoping you've got any help you said you need, and allow some chump who could possibly bump and do my electrical work, plumbing, and weeds? Will I pretend to not sense your sensitivity when it rises? Will I pretend not to understand when you sense senseless lies? Will I leave you feeling unsure whenever you ask? Are you losing or gaining, or are you remaining in your size? Will I keep it 100 and open up to you? Will I speak on my freak on, saying, if you're tired, it's cool? Will I ever put pressure trying to treat you like my tool and just use you to screw you, to bow down with our rule? Will I forget when we met how you were the only who kept it real? Will I forget I am your first that made you feel like you feel? Will I forget that I prayed to my Father from above that he would grant me an opportunity to show you my love and let me truly be all that you dream, regardless of what the world may say, heard, or have seen? Today I give you my word as a man in the mindset of God's almighty plan to love you according to Corinthians 13, securing this with more than tattoos, songs, or rings. I give you my pure heart to keep close in a hole and not even releasing it when death unfolds. So that's that piece.
Wow. Well, that was definitely powerful. That was definitely powerful. What was the title of that again, Mokadi?
Will I? Will I?
Wow.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That was definitely thought-provoking, Mocha D. You know, we really appreciate that, and I know there's a little bit of a delay with some of our sound bites tonight. But, you know, that was what was up. That was what's up. We got some Mocha D, hold tight, because I know you got a couple more pieces that you want to share with us. And then before we get, and I got some people that have like some rated, you know, like a PG, you know, type of piece. So I want to get the general audiences out of the way first. I know we have a younger poet that's calling in right now. Her name is Lily out of Victorville, California. So at this time I've unmuted her. And can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry. She chickened out.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Thanks so much. Okay. Okay, well, I guess we can definitely keep it moving. And, of course, I see one of the hottest poets that I know today. She actually hosts and produces her own shows under the network, Say to Say, the Mixture of Arts. And, of course, she's a poet first. Well, she's a mother first, a poet second, and then everything else after that. Welcome to the show, Say Two.
What's good, Carla B and Mocha B? What's good? What's up?
What's up? What's up? Always good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm kind of nervous. I don't know why, but.
Wow. Don't be much nervous. Just let me know. Let me find your track, and then you just let us know when you want to go. You can let us know what the title of your track is, I mean, of your piece.
Yeah, actually, the name of my spoken word music is What is Ghetto?
What is Ghetto?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, well, tell us while we're looking for your track, let us know what is Ghetto. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. I'm going to go ahead and rip it right now. Let me know if the music's okay.
Okay, cool. Ghetto is when there is no other way. Creative thought to get to more is. Big accents be so uniqueness. Survival guarantees its purpose. Versatility is where it begins. Ghetto makes the world go spinning. Ghetto stands out and not blend in. It doesn't blend in. I know that you know that ghetto is naturally in you. I know that you know that ghetto is what is true. What is true, what is true? I know that you know that ghetto is naturally in you. Naturally in you, in you. Ghetto is you and everything that you do. Ghetto is you and ghetto is in you. Ghetto is me and ghetto is you. Ghetto is her and ghetto is in him. Ghetto is the universe and it's within. Requires first and every hand up on the filling hand. Ghetto is substituting what you don't have. Ghetto is using a diaper for a pack. A ringtone made from the radio and a telephone, man. Ghetto is me and ghetto is what I call home. Ghetto is what I call home. Uh-huh. Ghetto is what I call home. Ghetto is what I call home. Yeah. That's my piece. What is ghetto?
Okay, that's what's up, girl. That was What Was Ghetto by Stay Tuesday. Stay Tuesday, let the people know where they can find you at on Facebook or the World Wide Web.
Well, you guys can definitely find me at just type in Stay Tuesday. That's S-A-Y-T-U-E-S-A-Y-E, and definitely go ahead and find me on Facebook. If you want to find me as far as influencer marketing, I can definitely go ahead and find me at www.staytuesdaywhat.com.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Stay tuned. I don't want you to go anywhere because I want you to hear my piece. I wrote a special piece a couple of days ago, so I actually definitely want you to check it out. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to listen to some more hot poets. Hold tight, y'all.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites, such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET news? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. This is your girl, Carla B, rocking the Poetically Speaking segment with Mocha D. Poets, if you want to spit some fire, you know, show us some, you could definitely call in right now to 718-664-6543. I got my girls, both of them, still unmuted, Mocha D, as well as Say to Say. Our switchboard is running a little bit with a delay, so I do apologize about that. Mocha D, you still with me?
I'm with you. I'm not leaving the building, please believe.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. It's only a 60-minute segment, and I'm safe to say you're still here as well. I just heard a giggle, and that was so cute, so, so cute. But what I want to do right now, I guess I'm going to go ahead and go into my piece because I know, say, two may have some things that you need to take care of. So I am going to go ahead and go with this piece. It's actually titled Free Will 704, and I was going to recite it with music, but I think I'm going to just go ahead and go freestyle because I don't want to take any chances of you guys not hearing the words. Anyway, it's called Free Will 704. Here it is right here. Death is my soulmate, but not in a depressing sense. Listen to my story to gauge my mindset. It started about 7 years ago, seven being my lucky number. Met a fellow with seven in his area code. It was like Cleo was trying to tell me something. He was cool, calm, tall, dark, and handsome too. Relationship not as turbulent as today's weather. Damn near perfect, almost cruel. It was spontaneous, serene, with a bundle of adventure. Lots of spice. That old adage was wrong. He was made of all things nice. With a smile and swag that would make Medusa wake up after eons and say, damn, can I get some fries with that swag, throw a dollar into that shake? Not many memories, mostly good, but one day, this existence I call life called an end to the honeymoon. Many I dated after, but it all goes back to the number 7. I see it here and there, I'm always aware. Cell phone time, computer time, wall clock time, stopwatch time, too, all end with 7:04. It became spooky a long time ago, just so you know. Out of the blue, when I haven't thought of him in years, I see 7:04, and there goes those happy memory tears. Remembering is what I live for, or at least what I live for. Years have passed with so many sevens. Is it just a coincidence? I would not still be noticing these. Maybe it means something else. I try and appease my heart and mind, but it's fruitless, and I dare to do something to change this page. Kids going off to college, husbands anew, but it all ends up with 7, it's true. 70 years pass, my death day, I knew it was near. I turn and glimpse at the clock, 7:04. It made my life and death all the more clear. Wish I would have stopped living for the past and focused on the present. A lesson learned, a life of sadness so much regretted. Some say you can't mess with predestination, life is this. Not what you appear to create. Happenstance, it is, but it ain't. If I had one more chance, I would put all of my stock in life, the life I have, and be okay at times living life on the edge, chancing on free will. There is still hope for another day your way, or so they say. Throwing up my fist to free will, it is, but it ain't, my baby. Mm-hmm.
That's happy. Oh, wow. That was cute.
That's that piece. That's that piece. Thanks so much. I definitely had to say that. And I want to go ahead and keep it going, y'all. I want to open it up. I'm really not so sure who this call. Actually, what I think I'm going to do, because we need to screen a couple callers, so let's take a really quick song break. This song, this track right here, is by Kiki Romeo. It's titled Sexy Swagger. And this is from our good friend over at Hype Magazine. Check it out, y'all.
Let's go.
I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on.
Hey, 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 hold on, hold on, hold on. Sexy swag, go, sexy dig, go. Sexy shoes, sexy jeans, sexy swag. I flash dollar, take a look, my Gucci bag. Prada on my back, I got my sexy tag. So call me Big Mitch, want it like Scarface. Hoes wanna my dick, niggas wanna my face. I swear, bitch, I ain't gonna fuck your problem. Money in the bank, I'm higher like a Big Ben. So where to hear from? I go there so hard. English not my language, but I got it so far. Girl, you better say game over, cause I'm the man, call me Larry Hoover. Oh, I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on. Oh, I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag. Sexy, 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 sexy,
tout comme le boss, je suis couvert de Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana. Appelle-moi Rudy. Qu'est-ce qu'on me regarde? Écoute-moi, je suis pas un méga. C'est mon style, c'est mon look, c'est ma vie, c'est ma popiton. Je suis soit un nigga. C'est pas les gars dans le sens, c'est propre. Fais des questions pour le sens, c'est bon, c'est beau. Appelle-moi mon ami. Appelle-moi Rudy.
Oh, I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag on, girl. I got my swag.
Sexy, swagger, sexy, 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 swagger, sexy, swagger, sexy, swagger, sexy, 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 swagger. Gorilla Squad, Gorilla Squad. Kiki, LT, Mistress. Mystery, fire, Gorilla Squad, Gorilla Squad.
High,
get high, get high, magazine, get high, get high,
Hype Magazine. A magazine that gives you all kinds of flavor for your entertainment needs. You can purchase Hype Magazine in all major stores, as well as getting it digitally at www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE. 4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
To the right and side, to the left. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
everyone. Welcome back. This is your girl, Carla B. You're listening to Poetically Speaking, Live Spoken Word, or Guy on Earth. That track right there, we have to definitely show love to EOTM's own Stephen Knight. His team and himself, they have a show on EOTM Radio every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so make sure y'all check out that. And I still got my girl Mocha D with me, and I'm not sure if Sweet T has a piece, but I've unmuted you. Are you just listening in, Sweet T?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Hey, Sweet Sassy.
Yeah, I want to go ahead and we have a caller out of she is out of, I'm really not sure where she's from, or even if this is a she. This is 706-760. You are live on EOTM Radio. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Novi.
Hey, how's it going? Did you have a piece that you want to share?
You know, I was considering it, and I couldn't think of anything right off the bat. I just called. I was trying to see what was going on. I could share, though.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. You can share. This show right here is specifically for spoken word artists. So if you got something, we'd definitely love for you to share.
Oh, you see, I write a lot of hip-hop, but it's all poetry for me.
That's what's up. Go ahead and play some for us.
Let's see. I'm getting loose all by myself. I'm drinking Goose all by myself. I had a day, son. It wasn't a great one. But like I always say, you can't find the silver lining, find the gray one. The gift and the curse inside of a Bible, the cause to and the solution to all of my problems. No exaggeration. Sometimes the cure is the root of the exacerbation. Hold on, my glass is waiting. The most pessimistic optimist, y'all. I can't see it half empty, so I drink till it's gone. I don't see it half full. I see my drink to the brim. Not overflowing, but so surface tension is keeping it in. So any little thing can make it spill on the sides. It's like the anger and the pain that makes me sit down and cry. Tears on the side of the glass, the table won't absorb it. No shoulder to lean on, it makes me want to forfeit. Drinking the same thing gets boring. I hit the store and try to get my taste buds lit. Picking up some bottles, I can't afford it. Couple dollars more on my check and I'm an alcoholic. I was making that great goose, I can't call it, I mean. It feels like drinking is helping my self-esteem. I don't care what you believe, but Mr. Shaw don't lose. Well, when liquor hit my lips, then my car won't move. Till I tried the first time and survived to try twice. Now I'm looking in the mirror like you are those fools. I almost hydroplaned and lost my life when I was sober. So what sense does it make to think I'll survive when I am throwed? One step away from mistakes is life-changing. Drinking a poison and it's amazing. And I know that I should just break the habit, but everything so bad for me feels so good. The end.
Love it. That was hot. That was hot. Thanks so much for sharing. Where can we find you at? You said are you a hip hop artist?
I am. I guess Twitter would be the easiest hub. ITSNOBI.
Okay.
It's Novi. On Twitter,
okay.
So anybody want to holler, they can.
Okay, cool. Are you Novi? Are you a photographer as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I actually try to dabble in videography and cinematography and that stuff.
Okay, cool, thing. So I don't know if you're my friend on Twitter, but if you are not, you can definitely add me on Twitter, and I'll do the same thing as well. My Twitter ID is EOTMPR. And look me up, and I'll definitely be looking you up. Thanks so much for sharing.
Oh, no problem. Definitely.
That's what that
was great.
All righty. Absolutely. Yeah. What do you think about that, Mokadi?
I loved it. I mean, wow. I didn't even know how he was going to finish it, but it was great. And, man, I thought he was alcoholic, and I'm like, no, this man is right here. You know what I mean? The great goose in the basement. I love it. Gifted and skills. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I know that I think that you said that you had a surprise for the listeners.
Well, I keep a surprise for the listeners. Now, I got a lot of things that I can pull out of my hat. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give them another piece.
Poetically speaking, though, Mocha D.
Okay,
poetically
okay.
speaking.
Okay, because I'm just sitting here chilling. I got a little drink on the side also. I'm not a drinker, folks, but it ain't no Grey Goose.
Oh, you got Grey Goose? Oh, okay.
But, Monica D, before you start your second piece, I know that
yeah.
you're doing some crazy big things in the month of May. And so I want you to go ahead and you know, make your official announcements and all that good stuff real quick.
Oh, come on, Carla B, it's not about me, baby. No.
No, you have to. You have to.
Wow, you know what? It's already the fourth or something. It seems like I've done so much in the beginning. I'm
yeah.
kind of ready to slow down. But on the 29th of May, if you guys don't know, you guys need to come out and check out what's going on at the world's largest hip-hop industry mixer convention. And that's going to be held in Los Angeles, California. Is it Anaheim or L.A., Carla B.?
It's in Anaheim. And the
okay.
links are on, actually, the Facebook pages.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be off the chain. It's been going on for 4 years. Latrina Blackbeard, whoop, whoop, is, you know, the brains and outfit. She's Colonel Clink. Yeah, Colonel Clink and outfit. But I personally will be hosting the show or actually co-hosting the show. I'll be running my mouth. You guys know how I do it. So it's going to be wonderful. Please come out
yeah.
there and represent. The tickets are reasonable. You can also go online and get those tickets. I personally have some tickets. So you guys can always find me on Facebook and Mocha D, Queens of Internet, a couple of places. We'll talk about that in the end. So I know we don't have that much time on the show. That's what's up 29th
yeah.
of May. In the meantime,
yeah.
Playground
in the meantime.
For the devil. Playground
yeah.
for the devil. What y'all think about that one? You know, Mocha D is also your, yeah, yeah. I'm also your spiritual latte. You know, Don Juan can do it. I can do it too. So that is the title, Playground for the Devil. You guys can also check me out Sunday. This coming Sunday, we got something going on, but we're gonna be dealing with being Latin at that point. He might even be there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say he did. But anyway, Playground for the Devil. No music, please. I just want to take it away.
Okay, go ahead.
I will no. Okay, thank you kindly. First, let me say what's up, you sweet Sassy T. I love you, boo. Is she still online? Can you hear me?
No, she's muted. Mocha D, go ahead.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, not really cool, but okay. No longer play.
Let me reject this call.
Okay. I will no longer play in the playground of the devil. I will no longer jump the trampoline of the flesh. I will no longer swing back and forth towards temptation. I will no longer slip and slide and live second best. I will no longer play in the playground of the devil. I will learn when to plant and water my seeds. I will no longer allow the enemy to pluck them. I will no longer climb up the ladder of pure greed. I will no longer totter the seesaw of patience. Instead, I'll stand firm when God says, wait for it. I will no longer spin on the merry-go-round of confusion. Instead, I will avoid all negative intrusion. I will no longer drink from the fountain of sin. Instead, I'll drink the symbolic blood within. I will no longer tumble down the hills of no wealth. Instead, I will press toward the hills which comes my help. I will no longer dribble down the courts of hindrance. Instead, I will shoot straight through the hoops of faithfulness. I will no longer play tag and run away from the truth standing. Instead, I will grab my whole armor, and regardless of how demanding, I'll fight the good fight with God as my God, tearing down strongholds of darkness. I'm reaching toward the highest prize. The highest of all heights, the beginning and the end, the most illuminating of all lights, the only living without sin. My Father, forgive me for the wrongs I have done, for taking life for granted, for not loving your Son, for looking at the glass half empty, for the disrespecting towards the laws from the heavens to the land. Forgive me for my play period when I know I should have been serious, and forgive me for the things only you have seen through your power beyond mysterious. Amen. So that was my piece.
That was that like almost left me speechless.
Wow.
Okay. What was the name of that again?
the name of that, it was Playground of the Devil.
Wow. And you gave it to us only as Mocha D, only as Mocha D of EOTN Radio Can. Hold tight, everybody. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Entertainment, comedy, whatever you need. Also, exclusive interviews from the Oscars, NAACP, awards, and more. Stay tuned to EOTMradio.com.
Get you.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please.
Stephen Knight
on which was Nightlife. He's a, you know, he does his thing as well. He's an indie artist, as well as Samuel out of Tunisia. It's a country for the smart folks, but we featured his song at the beginning, the top of the show. It was called Stand Firm. It was so poetic. And we're definitely going to feature that track again at the end, at the bottom of the show. We'll feature that last. But I wanted to definitely, really quickly, we have a lot of announcements. And I wanted to, you know, give the people some links and stuff just in case, you know, because we're doing so many things and they're like, okay, what are they doing? So here we go. I'm about to tell you how you want to make sure before you exit our radio site tonight that you want to subscribe to receive alerts to future shows right here at www.eotmradio.com. You could do that right here. And then also for all of your official EOTM news, EOTM radio personality, media hosts, celebrity news and gossip, you can find our, visit our blog, and you can subscribe to that as well, and that is eotmblog.com. Make sure you visit us there. And then for all of our official red carpets, all of our Oscar appearances, we covered the Oscars earlier this year. We also covered all of the NAACP Image Awards. You could definitely visit eotmtv.com for all of that. And just so y'all know, we're working on a one-stop shop for y'all. So I know we got the radio site, the TV site, the blog site, but within a matter of maybe hopefully within the next couple of weeks, we'll have the one page that'll be EOTM Media Page that has everything that we're doing in one spot, y'all. We'll also be streaming live all of our shows from the new site. We won't be on the BTR network any longer. So that being said, we are looking for new radio personalities. So if you got some energy and some spunk, you got something that you want to promote, definitely hit me up. My email is pr@eotmradio.com. Again, it is pr@eotmradio.com. I want to take a quick, another, it's not a break, because this lady, she is a spoken word artist as well. This is one of my favorite poems of all time. It's Still I Rise by Maya Angelou. Hold tight. Check it out. It's going to be a little bit like a 10-second.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, in you. It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed or celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness affect you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of times. Just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken? Bowed head and lowered eyes. Shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries. Does my sadness upset you? Don't take it so hard just as I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh. Does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. leaving behind nights of terror and fear. I rise into a daybreak miraculously clear. I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally,
Maya Angelou still alive.
Where did you come from? I need to see you tonight.
I want to see you tonight, too.
Baby, can I call you right back?
I promise, God, if you get me out of this situation, I'll only share my cookies with the man I marry.
Sabrina's love life was hit or miss.
Oh, my God! Are you okay? I am so sorry. Oh. I could have killed you.
Until she hit him.
Sabrina, did you marry me?
Yes. The ceremony begins at 2 p.m. sharp with dinner and dancing to follow.
The Watsons are upscale.
And Jason and I will be married. Girl.
The Taylors are down home.
Jason is getting married this weekend.
You know by now, she should have come over here to meet me.
This Mother's Day.
Ooh.
This is nice.
What you looking at?
It's August in the vineyard. I'm looking for Barack and Michelle.
Oh, God.
Black folks own this now.
To make our white people work.
Ooh.
They've got to learn to be.
Mom, this is Sabrina.
She's raised a wonderful man.
One big happy family.
Well, I wish I could say the same about you and your daughter. Oh, I mean, I wish I had met her earlier.
From TriStar Pictures and TV Jakes.
This is the broom that Mike and I jumped when we got married.
But Jason and I want to start our own traditions.
It's just so
ghetto. I was going to say simple.
Mr. Right Now, the grown man that...
This family thinks they're better than us. I'll break this wedding up if I have to.
Meet the relatives.
Hello, Claudine.
I'm here!
Join the party.
I want a man who's already made it.
You need to stop being such a snob.
Be more open-minded.
Just saying that I should lower my standards?
Yes.
And let the bonding begin.
You need to get off your high horse, because, baby, you black.
J.B.S. So c'est cette femme de chez moi.
So they're not trying to voulez-vous coucher avec moi.
She said she's going to hit you in the head with a computer. I heard that.
If it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be the man you want to marry.
If it wasn't for your mother, I wouldn't be questioning if you're the man I want to marry.
It takes a little truth.
You need to go get Sabrina and squash all this. Shut up. Look at your shirt.
A touch of faith.
Every family has its secrets.
And a lot of love.
I promise you that I will always be here for you. But you have got to change.
To make the big jump.
Life is like a disco. No matter how the music changes, you just keep on dancing.
Jumping the Broom.
It is like the bold, the black, and the beautiful. Here.
Directed by Salim Akil.